It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, bright morning, morning.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله عليه وسلم, is reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutation, salawat, salam once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person, 10 of his sins are forgiven, and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi, ya habibi, ya rasulallah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and beautiful episode in silsila of this beautiful series known as A Bright Morning. Alhamdulillah, we make dua in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us abundance of mercy, abundance of rahmat, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah in their sustenance, in their lives, in their rizq. Alhamdulillah, inshallah, inshallah, ameen, ameen, ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Subhanallah, mashallah. Today, alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing the Holy Kalam and the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is known as the Holy Quran. Many of us know about the Holy Quran, but today, inshallah, we'll be learning about the Holy Quran as a book of guidance. The excellences of the Holy Quran, reciting the Holy Quran, you know, how much virtues, reward you get. It's a different topic. Today, we're going to discuss just on the Holy Quran. How is the Holy Quran a book of guidance, and how it has guided many people in the past, how it is guiding many people, and inshallah how it will continue guiding people until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. So it's a very important topic, a very beautiful topic. I would say the Holy Quran is unfortunately a forgotten thing, I would say, in today's time. Many of us, majority of us, don't even have the time, or we don't take out the time of to recite the Holy Quran, to open the Holy Quran. And unfortunately, many of us don't even know how to recite the Holy Quran. Allah, Allah. So today, inshallah, we'll be discussing this beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want everyone to please remain with us from beginning to end. And inshallah, azawajal, you will learn a lot about this beautiful Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah kare, you know, that whatever we discuss, it has an impact on your heart. And inshallah, you also, you know, receive the guidance through the Holy Quran. And from today, you also start reciting the Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Before that, let's all make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned very beautifully, very clearly, and very explicitly that niyatul mu'mini khayr min amalihi. The intention of a believer is better than his action. The more good intentions you make, the more reward you attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's make good intentions, inshallah. You know, whatever I learn today, I will pass the message on to others as well. I will not distract my mind when I'm listening to the beautiful ayah, the beautiful ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah, azza wa jal, when I hear the name of Allah, I will glorify, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I will, inshallah, recite durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And inshallah, 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 most importantly, because we are discussing the Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah, with today's episode and silsila, I will try my best to increase the love towards the Holy Quran and the Kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, azawajal, I will motivate others to do so as well. Subhanallah, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. MashaAllah, 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 alhamdulillah. The first segment of the beautiful silsila and episode today. And we all know that before we begin our discussion, we take some blessings and some barakah from a beautiful kalam which is presented in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, now again we will quickly listen to a beautiful kalam, and when we return from the kalam, we will begin our discussion for today, which is the Holy Quran, indeed a book of guidance. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Medina. Medina. Medina, phir ja rahe hain ahle mohabbat ke qafle, phir yaad aa raha hai Medina. پھر مدینے پھر مدینے کی جانب چلے قافلے پھر میری بے قراری کے دن آ گئے خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو مجھے بلا لو شہ مدینہ یہ ہجر کا غم ستا رہا ہے میں در پہ آؤں یہی تو ارمان دل میں طوفان مچا رہا ہے پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو قدموں سے لگا کر مجھے دیوانہ بنا لو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو دنیا کی محبت کو میرے دل سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ یا شاہ مدینہ میری امداد کو آؤ آفات و بلیات کے پنجوں سے نکالو آفات کے پنجوں سے نکالو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی یا نبی التجا ہے یہ میری موت مجھ کو مدینے میں آئے جان قدموں میں نکلے نبی کے اور وہیں مجھ کو دفنایا جائے مدفن ہو عطا میٹھے مدینے کی گلی میں للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو للہ پڑوسی مجھے جنت میں بنا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے فرقت میں تڑپتے ہیں جو مسکین بیچارے اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو اسباب عطا کر کے انہیں در پہ بلا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے محبوب خدا سر پہ اجل آ کے کھڑی گئے شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو شیطان سے عطار کا ایمان بچا لو پھر گنبد خضرا کی فضاؤں میں بلا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو سرکار بلا کر مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو
ہے سہنا دشوار یہ جدائی میری ہو در تک شہا رسائی نہیں بھروسہ زندگی
مجھے قدموں سے لگا لو.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد النور من نور الله ما شاء الله ما شاء الله سبحان الله الحمد لله. Very beautiful kalam and iltija request in the court of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, call us to your August and blessed court, inshallah, inshallah, inshallah. And indeed, fortunate are those who are privileged to visit the blessed city of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'm sure the environment, the atmosphere, everything is on a different level when a person goes in the city of his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take all of us with our parents of Murshid al-Kareem, inshallah, in the city of his beloved and most noble Rasul Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we are going to be discussing this beautiful topic today known as the Holy Quran, a book of guidance, subhanallah. And I would like to start with this beautiful incident Abu Hashim Sufi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has mentioned, and he says that once I intended to travel to Basra and moved forward to get on a boat. A man with his maidservant was sitting in the boat. The man said to me, "There is no space in the boat." The maidservant interceded on my behalf, so he allowed me to get on the boat. When we moved forward a bit, the man ordered for food. The food was brought and he placed it in front of himself. The maidservant asked him, "Invite this poor fellow to have a meal as well." So the man invited me for a meal. After we had finished the meal, he said to his maidservant, "Bring the wine." When she brought the wine, he started drinking it. Then he asked the maidservant to also serve me the wine, but I refused to drink it. When the person became intoxicated, he asked the maidservant, "Bring your musical instrument." The maidservant took hold of the musical instrument and started singing a song. The person then drove his attention towards me and said, "Do you have anything like this?" Means, "Do you have anything like this, any song like this?" So I replied, "Yes, I have such a thing which is much better than this." He said, "Read." So I recited the first three ayahs of Surah Takbir, 30th para. After reciting, "A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim, idha shamsu kuwirat wa idha nujumu kadarat, وَإِذَا الْجِبَالُ سُيِّرَتْ." Translation from Kanzuliman: "When the sunshine is rolled up, and when the stars shall fall, and when the mountains are moved," means they are crushed into very minute pieces. After listening to these ayah, these beautiful ayat and these beautiful verses of the Holy Quran, that person started weeping and crying. When I started reciting this commandment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, "وَإِذَا الصُّحُفُ نُشِرَتْ," and when the balance sheets of deeds are opened, he started saying, "O maidservant, I free you for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal. Have this wine wasted and break the musical instrument." He then called me closer and started saying, "O brother, what do you say? Will Allah Azza wa Jal accept my tawbah? Will he accept my repentance?" I recited the following ayah of Surah Baqarah in reply, "Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin." Indeed, Allah loves those who repent abundantly and loves those who purify themselves. After listening to these beautiful ayah, that man repented of all of his sins. Allah, Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. My dear Islamic brothers, this is the effect which the Holy Quran has upon the hearts of the people. This person was, you know, intoxicated. He was drowned in the intoxication of the wine, and then listening to songs and, you know, eating and enjoying his life basically. There was no inclination towards Allah and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But these three ayat of Surah Takbir, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking, and these words changed his heart. It had an impact on his heart. And then when he read more, and until, you know, the impact was taking place, and there came a time where he said that, you know, "It's enough. Free this girl. Throw this wine away, give everything." And then he asked it, "Would Allah Ta'ala forgive me?" Allah, 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 Allah. And then he started repenting of all of his sins. This is also hidayat, this is also, you know, guidance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants, Allah ta'ala grants them guidance. Then the Quran starts having effect upon that person's heart. The Quran starts changing a person. The Quran starts rectifying a person. Allah Allah, when that happens to you, when that kayfiyat, that situation, you are in the situation, then you must know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed His special mercy and His special fadl wa karam upon you. Allah Allah Allah, we make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those people whose hearts are guided because of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, you know, regarding the Holy Quran, that this is a book of success. It is a guide for people. The ones who follow the Holy Quran, they are guided. In various ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in ayat number 9 of Surah Bani Israel, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna hadha al-Qur'ana yahdi lillati hiya aqwam. Translation from Khan Suleiman, indeed this Quran shows that path the most straight. Subhanallah. Likewise in ayah 89 of Surah Nahl, Allah Ta'ala says, وَنَزَّلْنَا عَلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةً وَبُشْرًا لِلْمُسْلِمِينَ. And we have sent down this Quran upon you, which is a clear explanation of all things. تِبْيَانًا لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ, a clear explanation of all things, and a guidance and a mercy and glad tidings to the Muslims. Likewise, Allah Ta'ala mentions in ayat number 138 of Surah Ali Imran, هَذَا بَيَانٌ لِلنَّاسِ وَهُدًى وَمَوْعِذَةٌ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This is declaration for the people and a guidance and a counsel for the pious. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has very clearly mentioned that this Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a guide. For which people? Hudallil muttaqeen. For those people that have taqwa, those people that are God-fearing, those people that obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then you will find that the Quran is guiding you. It is leading you to the straight path. And this is the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because there are many people in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as well, that the Holy Quran was being revealed in front of them. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a walking, talking Quran. My Nabi was reciting the Holy Quran to them. But still it didn't have an impact on their hearts. And they remained as disbelievers. On the other hand, you know, some Sahaba ikram, they just listened to one verse and immediately it had an impact on their heart. And they went and accepted Islam in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is also the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, alhamdulillah, if you are reciting the Holy Quran, if you are born in a Muslim home, if you are surrounded by Muslims, alhamdulillah, then take a moment and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because He has chosen your heart. And the Quran has, alhamdulillah, guided your heart. And you're now on the path of Islam. You are now on the straight path. If, al-ayazu billah, we were on the wrong path, we were not reading the Holy Quran, we had no understanding of the Holy Quran, we were not in the deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then what would be our outcome? Where will we be standing? What was going to be happening to us? So us being Muslims, us being able to follow the Holy Quran, us being able to recite the Holy Quran, this itself is a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtada radiallahu ta'ala anhu very beautifully narrates the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, and this hadith is in Tirmizi Sharif. What a lengthy hadith, but a beautiful hadith with regards to the excellence of the Holy Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, soon a conflict will arise. I humbly asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what will be the way to stay safe from it? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallah, the book of Allah Azza wa Jal, which contains the news of your future and past generations and the decisions of your mutual dealings. Quran is decision making and it is not a joke. The cruel person who leaves it, Allah Azza wa Jal will destroy him, and the one who seeks guidance apart from it, Allah Azza wa Jal will misguide him. It is the strong rope of Allah Azza wa Jal and His wise remembrance. It is the straight path. Quran is the book by virtue of which blessings, desires do not get spoiled. Other languages together cannot make it doubtful, from which Islamic scholars are not negligent, which does not get old if recited again and again, whose wonders do not come to an end. These qualities Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned of the Holy Quran. The more you recite it, it doesn't get old. You can recite a book one time, twice, three times. You'll get fed up of it. You know, you'll keep it in one corner. You won't even read the book. But the Holy Quran, every day when it's being recited, every day you recite it, but it never ever becomes old. You never get bored and tired of reciting the Holy Quran. Allah, Allah, Allah. My Nabi Sallallahu said, other languages together cannot make it doubtful. It's the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There can be no doubt in it. There can be no possibility of any doubt in it. It is 100%, 112% haqq. Whatever is there, it is truth and truth and truth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And whose wonders do not come to an end. The Quran's wonders don't come to an end. Every day you will see something new happening. It will have an impact on a different person, in a different manner, a different style. Allah. Furthermore, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Quran is the book that when jinns heard Allah, they could not help saying that we have heard the strange Quran which guides towards goodness. So we have placed our faith in it. The one who accepts Quran is truthful. The one who acts upon it will get reward. The one who makes decision in accordance with it will be the one who does justice, subhanallah. And the one who calls towards it, so definitely he has called towards the straight path. The clear criteria is set by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Holy Quran. You know, you accept the Holy Quran, you are a truthful person. You act upon it, you will get reward. You make your decisions according to the Holy Quran, you will become a adil person, a just person. And you call towards the Holy Quran, you are calling towards the straight path. In other words, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving you the Holy Quran and he is saying, see, this is your role model, I would say. We're looking at the Zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but obviously my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us about the Holy Quran. So you must keep the Holy Quran in front of you. Call people towards the Holy Quran. Follow the Holy Quran. Make your decisions in the light of the Holy Quran. And automatically, if you're following the Holy Quran, then you have to follow the personality who brought the Holy Quran, and that is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you make Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the perfect role model, and via him, automatically you will be following the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he is the talking, walking Quran. So this is how beautiful Islam is informing us and telling us that you need to follow the Holy Quran every moment. See, the moment a person turns away from the Holy Quran, at that moment you will see that problems, difficulties start coming in his life. One example I'll give you. When a person performs nikah, then, you know, the khatib, when he is giving the khutbah, or whoever's performing the nikah, whoever's reading the khutbah, in the khutbah, he'll recite the ayat, three or four ayat, and all of them will have, O you who believe, fear Allah. O people, fear Allah. Ya ayyuhaladheena aamanu taqullah. Ya ayyuhannasu taqu. Fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. So a question will come to mind. That, you know, nikah is taking place and munasab is saying, fear Allah, fear Allah, fear Allah. Not even one ayah munasab recited regarding nikah. Why so much? Why fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So one wisdom which we understand, that the Holy Quran is advising you that, see, you are going to start a muqaddas, a very sacred relationship. Husband, wife, it's a very paak rishta, a paak, you know, nisbat and connection. So the things which you'll need to have in mind is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will know what are the rights of the wife, what are the rights of the children, how to treat your wife, what to do, what not to do. When the wife, when you have the fear of Allah, you will know what's the respect of the husband, you will know what's the rank of the husband, you will know what's the rights of the husband, of the children, what to do, what not to do. So both parties, you'll need to have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have the fear of Allah, then you will act according to the teachings of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because tell me, a person who has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why will he go against the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why will he go and do all those things which earn the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So at that time, the Holy Quran is advising you that, see, this is what you need to do. You need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The moment a person moves away from this, then you will see the men will start doing wrong things, the women will start doing wrong things, and issues will take place, and that house now starts breaking up, or it starts having lots of disturbances and problems. Why? Because you turned away from the Holy Quran. The Quran was there to advise you. The Quran was there to give you nasihat. The Quran was helping you and telling you that, see, this is the way if you want to be successful. You turned away from there, now you end up in such a situation where you are stuck and there's lots of, you know, misery and lots of issues and lots of problems. This is one example I gave to you, okay, about nikah. And every step in our life, the Quran is there to guide us. You want to do business, the Quran is there. You want to perform ibadat, the Quran is there. You want to perform salah, the Quran is there. You want to recite, you want to, you know, do business, you want to eat, you want to drink, you want to live your life, the Quran is there. And if you can't understand the Holy Quran because of your aql, because of your intellect, our intellect is not complete, we don't have the understanding to understand the Holy Quran properly, then the perfect role model is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You follow his teachings, you follow his practices, you follow his sunnah, automatically you will be following the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how important it is to follow this beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this beautiful Quran. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to instill the teachings of the Holy Quran in our hearts, in our lifestyle. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to also gain the guidance towards this beautiful book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. We will inshallah listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls inshallah. And as soon as we return, we will carry on our beautiful discussion of today, which is known as the Holy Quran, a book of guidance. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Whenever we buy a new product, we make sure to read the manual before we use it. Why? Because we don't want to use it wrongly. We don't want to end up causing harm to ourselves. We've spent money on that item, so we study the manual. We make sure we make full use of that item. Now, as Muslims, our whole life, you know, we've been given a manual. We've been given a set of instructions and how to live life successfully, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. And for that, what is the divine manual that has been given to us? That is Al-Qur'anul Kareem. And in the Qur'anul Kareem, we've been given so much guidelines, so many instructions. To the extent Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls this book Hudal Linnas, a guidance for all of the people, for all mankind. But the question is, when was the last time we opened the Qur'an? We understood what our Lord wanted from us, what He was saying to us. When did we ever study the tafsir of the Quran? So remember, living life without any set principles or guidelines, we're going to commit a lot of faults and mistakes. But if we follow the Quran and those guidelines that have been given by the most wise, the one who does not err and make any mistakes, then inshallah, we will gain success. So read the Quran, understand the Quran and implement the Quran in your life.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam salatu wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nurin min nurillah. Subhanallah, we are learning and listening to how the beautiful Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a means of guidance and how it has guided many people before us. It is guiding people and will continue to guide people until the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah. Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, one of the greatest awliya and friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his time, before his tawbah, okay, he was a thief, a robber, or somebody who would stop the caravans and take their belongings and threaten them or whatever the case was. So, and he was so famous that, people would fear coming in his area, coming past him. In today's times, as we say that, it's nighttime, don't pass by so-and-so area, don't go to that place, it's nighttime, anything can happen, it's a dangerous area, whatever the case is. That's how people used to speak about his area. That don't go to that area, Fuzail bin Ayaz is there, so he'll rob you, whatever the case was. Allah, Allah. So once a caravan was passing by his area, and it was night time and they had to stay there. When Sayyidina Fudail bin Ayaz went near and close to them with the intention of robbing them, he heard some of the members of the caravan saying, "Do not go towards this area. Take a different route. Here a very dangerous robber by the name Fudail lives." When he heard the voice of the people, Allah Allah, he started shaking with the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he said loudly, "O people, I am Fudail bin Ayaz, present in front of you. Pass by this area without any fear of danger. You are safe from me and don't worry." Allah, he says, "I swear to Allah Azza wa Jal, from today onwards, I will never disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." After saying this, Sidna Fudail bin Ayaz left all his bad activities. Then he repented in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he started following the right path. It is mentioned that on that night, he invited the peoples of the caravan and said, "You feel safe from Fudail bin Ayaz." He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, went to get food for the animals. Upon his return, he heard someone reciting this ayah of the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Adam ya'ani lil ladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Has not the time come for the believers to surrender their hearts to Allah's remembrance? Allah, Allah. When he heard this beautiful ayah, it pierced his heart and he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, started weeping bitterly and he said, whilst putting dust on his clothes, "Yes, why not? I swear to Allah, now the time has come. Now the time has come." In the same way, he, rahmatullahi ta'ala, kept weeping and then repented of all of his past sins. Subhanallah. Sallu alal Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka. Ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Nurim min nurillah. Alhamdulillah, this is the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you understand it or you don't understand it, the Quran has an impact, an effect on your heart. The thing is, you need to start developing the love towards the Holy Quran. This is not an excuse that, you know, I don't understand what's mentioned in the Holy Quran, that's why I don't read the Holy Quran. No, no. Alhamdulillah, I have seen people who do not understand anything in the Holy Quran. They don't understand a single word of Arabic. But every day without failure, they recite the Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that love is there. This is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever it is haqq. Yes, I don't understand it. My mind is not understanding it. But it is the word, it is the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person reads it with that love. And by Allah, we have seen that when a person makes a habit of reciting the Holy Quran, his heart opens up. His rizq gets widened. There is barakah in his house, there is barakah in his shop, in his business, whatever the thing is. Because he begins his day with the Holy Quran, he recites the Holy Quran. Try this action, try this amal. That whenever you go to your shop or your work or your business, whatever the thing is, every morning go and recite 1-2 pages of the Holy Quran. By Allah, inshallah, you will see the barakah and you will see the blessings throughout the day in your business, in your karubar, in your tijarat, in your shop, whatever the thing is. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept his barakah, has kept the barakah in the recitation of the Holy Quran. That is why many times and many places in the Holy Quran, we have been, you know, reminded and we have been motivated that recite the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran, recite the Holy Quran. Why do you think so much emphasis is given that, you know, perfect your Quran, make sure your Quran is right? Because yes, we need to recite in namaz, we need to recite it. Without reciting the Holy Quran, our namaz is not going to be accepted. But at the same time, so we may get in the routine of reciting the Holy Quran. Then we will attain the blessings and the barakah from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is not something which, you know, you only open in the month of Ramadan. That too for few days, then you close it, you keep it in the shelf, and remains there until the next year. Accumulate dust and this, you know, maybe even spiderwebs, whatever the case is. No, no, that's not how it's supposed to be. The Quran is there. You need to open the Quran. You need to recite the Holy Quran. So, and that's why ulama-i kiram have, alhamdulillah, also done translations and tafasir of the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, Yo Dawat Islami has a very beautiful English translation of the Holy Quran, very recently published. The English translation of Kanzul Iman, of the translation of Ala Hazrat Imam Ahmad Raza Khan. And this translation is done very beautifully by Qibla Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib, alhamdulillah, who is in South Africa, a very great scholar of his time. So all of this is done for what reason? To help you, to serve you. Okay, your excuse is also finished now, that, you know, I can't understand the Holy Quran, that's why I don't read the Holy Quran. Now translation is there in English. Alhamdulillah, tafsir is also coming in English. Urdu tafsir is there, Arabic is there, English is there, so many languages, everything is given to you. You just go and now read. Okay, you don't want to read, you weren't going to read the Holy Quran because it was in Arabic. Now read the Arabic with the English translation. At least now you will understand. Now make a habit of reciting the Holy Quran. You want more explanation, read tafsir as well. But start reciting the Holy Quran. The problem with us is that, you know, for a moment we'll have jazba and, you know, enthusiasm, motivation, you know, from today inshallah, I'll read 7, 8, 9, 10 pages of the Holy Quran every day. And we'll start big, first day, second day, and third day finish. Why? Because in just like we just started, we did a lot and then everything is finished. No, no. Start gradually. Today you recite half ruku. Tomorrow again half ruku. After 2-3 days, increase it, make it 3/4 ruku. Then increase it, make it 1 ruku. Then increase it, make it 1.5 ruku. Slowly, 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 slowly. Once you get in that groove and that movement, you know, of reciting the Holy Quran, by Allah, you won't even realize it every day how much you are reciting. It doesn't take long at all to recite the Holy Quran. One page, recite one page of the Holy Quran each day. Only one page. Make it your habit. Slowly, slowly you increase. You will see 1, 1.5 years, 2 years, whatever it is, you will complete one Quran. At least that much is better. Huh? Now 3-4 years pass and we don't even complete one part of the Holy Quran. The attachment is not there towards the Holy Quran, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the message I would give for the Hufaz as well, those that did Hifz, those that, you know, memorized the Holy Quran, that Quran is not just something which you need to revise in the month of Ramadan. That no, Taraweeh is coming, month of Ramadan is coming, now I need to do Dawr, I need to revise, quickly, quickly polish up my work. No, the whole year you were supposed to be doing Dawr. That's why you find many Hufaz, that he's a Hafiz of 30 paras, he completed Hifz, and you know he only knows 1, 2, 3, 4 paras, only 5 paras is strong, only 6 paras are strong. What happened to the others? No, I forgot everything, Allah. Because the revision is not there, the Dawr is not there. So whether you are a Hafiz, whether you're not a Hafiz, you need to have the ability of reciting the Holy Quran, and you should make an intention of reciting the Holy Quran daily, inshallah. All those listening to me, watching me, make an intention now. Men, woman, male, female, child, boy, girl, whatever it is, make an intention that inshallah every day I'll recite at least one page of the Holy Quran. At least one page. And start from yesterday. In other words, start from today, start now. That now I need to start. No, if you say I will start from tomorrow, I'll start from tonight, I'll start from there, you won't start. Believe me, you won't start. Start from now. You can't manage one page, make it half page, make it quarter page. But start something now and be consistent that every day you are going to recite the Holy Quran. Make an intention of reciting it with tarjuma, English, Urdu, whatever it is. Then with tafsir, English, Urdu, whatever it is. Inshallah, your understanding will become more broader of the beautiful deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine when you're reading the Holy Quran with translation, with tafsir, and you're understanding, you know, this is what Allah ta'ala is mentioning to me. This is what Allah ta'ala is speaking about. Allah ta'ala is speaking about the previous nations. He's speaking about punishment. He's speaking about Jahannam. He's speaking about Jannah. He's speaking about the reward. He's speaking about, you know, the azab, various azabat. He's speaking about his bounties. He's mentioning how we should thank him. So many things in the Holy Quran. So everything is there. The only thing you need to do is you need to grab the opportunity. And for those that don't know how to recite the Holy Quran, then my advice for you is start learning today. Madani Qaida. Start reading Alif Ba Ta Tha. Slowly, slowly, as it increases, inshallah, you'll start moving towards Quran. Because you need to learn the Holy Quran in any way. Even if you're not reading the Holy Quran daily, but in Salah you do recite the Holy Quran. So if you don't know how to recite the Holy Quran, then what are you doing in Salah? What are you reciting in Salah? Don't think that, you know, no, I don't know, Allah Ta'ala will accept my Salah. No. The Qiraat, your recitation is fard, it's wajib, it's necessary for you to recite the Holy Quran in namaz. You can't just say, no, Allah Ta'ala will accept my namaz, I'm just going to do Miss Subhanallah, Subhanallah, and I'll complete my namaz. No, you need to recite the Holy Quran. Islam is demanding this from you. So what you need to do, you need to do. So there is no excuse that, you know, I won't learn the Holy Quran, I don't need to learn the Holy Quran, I don't have time to learn the Holy Quran. You need to, because namaz is fard upon you. If namaz is fard upon you, the recitation of the Holy Quran will also be necessary upon you. In order to perfect your namaz, you need to first perfect your recitation of the Holy Quran. Dawat Islami is offering you all of these opportunities. Dawat Islami is saying, come to us, learn inshallah. We are teaching you the Holy Quran, we are teaching you Madani Qaida, we are teaching you online. Physical Madrasatul Madina, Madarisul Madina, Baligan for adults, Jamiatul Madina, online courses, Hifz classes, online Hifz classes, Tajweed courses, Madani Qaida course, so many things just to perfect your Quran. Opportunity is there. The only thing you need to do is stretch your hand out and grab the opportunity. So this is the beautiful Quran of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon this beautiful Quran, and may this Quran be a means of our guidance, inshallah. in this world and the hereafter. With these few words, we have come towards the conclusion of today's beautiful episode and silsila. Remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. If you have this love, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you inshallah tomorrow, same time, same place, but with a new, different and exciting topic. Subhanallah. Till then, be positive, think positive, stay positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant everyone abundance of barakah, abundance of happiness. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
It's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning, it's a bright morning. It's a bright morning.